Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, or place, or event.
Oh boy, this week we've decided to analyze the birth chart of billionaire Donald Sterling, owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, for now.
His strange and racist ramblings of late have landed him in major hot water, and it's headline news, as we've been watching all week.
Yes, Donald Sterling was born on April 26, 1934, in Chicago, Illinois. And even though there's no published birth time for him, we found it fairly easy to zero in on a very likely chart for him.
We have settled on 1:30 p.m. as his probable birth time, which gives us a Leo rising, quite a fitting sign for a guy who acts like he is royalty, complete with handing out dispensations to those less fortunate than His Highness.
Yes, and speaking of fortune, this chart shows huge karma for being a very wealthy person.
First off, the ruler of the first house of self, the sun, is exalted in Aries in the ninth house of luck, and closely conjunct the ruler of the ninth house, Mars.
This is one of the gold rings of Vedic astrological interpretation. When the ruler of the ascendant makes a relationship with the ruler of the ninth, and both planets are strong, the person has extraordinary success in their life.
Then you look at his second house of money, and here we find Jupiter, the planet that signifies wealth, and which, for Leo rising, is the ruler of the fifth house of good past life credit, as well as investments and speculation.
According to the magazine Forbes, his net worth as of May 1st of this year is $1.9 billion, most of which is in real estate, and also there is the franchise ownership of the LA Clippers, which is valued at something like $1 billion. Not bad for his original $12 million investment made way back in 1981.
Mars is also the ruler of the fourth house for Leo rising, and its position in the ninth house, in the other sign that it rules, Aries, is a slam dunk for good fortune related to real estate. Note, too, that the fourth house is education, and the ninth house is law. Mr. Sterling started out as a lawyer.
Leos have their pride and they crave acknowledgement, and this is where the prestige aspect comes into it. His son is right up there, very strong and well-placed in his ninth house of destiny.
Yes, David, but just owning a lot of apartment buildings won't get too many folks impressed with you. On the other hand, owning a sports franchise, that's way more high profile.
Yes, but what's with his superior attitude and racism, and the strange and rambling way in which he expresses it all through his mouth?
Well, take a look at his second house, the house of speech. You see that the planetary ruler Mercury is debilitated in the eighth house of chronic problems, and exchanging signs and aspects with Jupiter, forming a Parivatna Yoga. Jupiter is the significator of beliefs, here in his second house of speech. And being Jupiter, the planet of expansion, the ruler of his eighth house of chronic problems, we can see that he would speak his beliefs and wind up with some trouble for it. Even though Jupiter helps him in the wealth area, that same Jupiter still delivers eighth house karma as well.
It's like you're always saying, Ron, good for what, bad for what. The same can be said for his ninth house combination. It has been fantastic for his wealth, but it seems to suck for his morals, ethics, and beliefs. The sun, a royal planet, combined with aggressive Mars, can indicate for the harsh and the dictatorial, as in, I am the king. I rule over you serfs. Be happy with what I provide.
All right. And then when you combine these two fiery, intense, natural, malefic planets together in the ninth house of beliefs, morals, and ethics with eccentric Uranus, and you can see that such a person would be quite prone to ideas which are unkind, such as racism.
And though a lot of folks keep their pie holes closed when harboring harsh and nasty views, Mr. Sterling's second house, eighth house involvement was bound to expose him.
His second house of speech also contains the moon, the planet of emotions, which, for Leo rising, rules the 12th house of loss, and that adds still more potential for being outspoken and suffering for it.
But here's the astrological question we must ask. Since we can safely assume that he was probably a racist dickhead way before this blow-up, what is going on in his chart that would start to tilt things against him?
Well, for that, we shall take a look at where he is in the planetary period system, which tells us what part of his birth chart karma is activated just now. So right away, we see that all that second house stuff is turned on.
Yes, he entered his Mercury major period at the end of 2004.
Mercury is in its sign of debilitation in Pisces, and worse yet, it is in his evil eighth house of chronic problems, humiliation, scandal, financial involvements, and legacy.
And soon enough, he was in some hot water. In August of 2006, he got sued by the U.S. Department of Justice for housing discrimination because of his refusal to rent to blacks and Hispanics. And by November of 2009, he had to pay out a fine of $2.73 million. Then, very sadly, on January 1st, 2013, while Mr. Sterling was in his moon sub-period of his Mercury major period, his son Scott was found dead of an overdose. Again, it's Jupiter, ruler of the fifth house of children, in the second house of family, and conjunct the moon, the ruler of the 12th house of loss.
And Mercury major period also turns on all that Jupiter-Mercury stuff we were talking about previously, that is, his predilection, to speak his beliefs and then lose for it.
The moon is the planet of the public's thinking, there in his second house. The moon also brings in the 12th house karma of loss, and it's the public reaction that is bringing him down. But again, it's not all bad for him. In fact, when he does sell the Clippers, he'll make a huge, huge profit.
Yeah, his Mercury major period activated his 8th house, which signifies for legacy. With Moon as the ruler of the 12th house of loss, aspecting the 8th house, we see that his legacy is at risk.
Yeah, in more than ways than one.
Yeah.
Well, right on cue with the theme of what is his legacy, he just earned himself a lifetime ban from the NBA, a maximum fine of $2.5 million from the organization, and he will soon be forced to sell his franchise with the LA Clippers, all because of some pretty bigoted mouthing off.
It's quite clear that this Mercury period is not going well for Mr. Sterling. And then add in the effects of the transits, which are quite vicious at this time.
Yeah, no kidding. Having a retrograde Mars in his already activated second house of speech, with Uranus transiting in the opposite side of the zodiac, presents a pattern for some big surprises and major boomerang effects.
And then there's the universal unhinger, Ketu, transiting in his ninth house, indicating a change in fortune. And it just went over his natal sun, the planet of reputation, and Ketu is now exactly conjunct his natal Uranus, indicating drastic actions. This is a major factor that's burning down a lot of his good luck.
I hate to bring this up, Ron, but at his age, it is not a welcome thing to be in a Mercury period, since it rules the second house, which is a Marika, or Death Maker house. Furthermore, Mercury is placed in his eighth house, which directly signifies longevity and mode of death.
Yes, and then you have Jupiter, the significator of growths, placed in the second house of Marika, and aspecting back on the eighth house, intensifying that eighth house energy pattern for chronic health issues.
Yes, looking down the road a bit, we see that the Jupiter sub-period is coming up for him in just a couple of years.
Yep, it doesn't look good. He's already been fighting prostate cancer for some time. Jupiter, as we said, rules enlargement and therefore tumors. And as the ruler of his eighth house, the house of chronic health problems, the eighth is also the internal sexual organs.
So not a good setup for a guy who will already be in his mid-80s. At the very least, this is going to be a major test of his longevity.
And with that final note, we thank you for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. Be sure to click in with us next week.